And at 2:05 here at KAIT Radio, it is a Tuesday, August 16th. And of course, that means it's time for a Tom Jones Tuesday. Jonesy, a good afternoon.
It sounds like you're
doing
a beautiful
good
day to be in Albert Lea. It's the sun's out. There's no wind. It's be able to get out and ride your bikes or work on your yard or do something fun.
Absolutely. Now, I want to ask you right off the bat, how did things go in the duck races for the girls basketball team?
The duck races went well. We had, I think, about 760 ducks or something close to that that we sold for the girl. The girls sold, I should say. And I was really surprised that when I went out there Thursday night that Mike Luring had thrown a couple samples in, because I didn't know if the Shop Creek would be flowing at all. But they had set a finish line up, and which was about, I suppose, 40 yards down. And it took about 5 minutes for his sample duck to make its way down to the finish line. So we knew there was enough current there to do it. And so the little bridge at Shop Park had a couple big, huge containers full of ducks, and they got dumped all in at once. And the ducks worked their way down, and we had 10 winners. I saw the list of winners, and I don't remember who the number one duck was, but it was a nice little showing, nice little fundraiser for girls basketball.
So thank you to everybody that bought a duck, and congrats to the winners of that. I think it's the fourth annual event, the fourth annual
That's
duck
correct.
Races.
Yep.
So I assume it's something that the basketball team will keep going for many, many years.
Yep, I hope so.
Now, Jonesy, what have you been up to the last week? You know, we're kind of in that in-between area. I mean, probably getting the kids ready for school, because day number one is coming up tomorrow.
Yep. Well, my daughter Alexa, she's still not recovered fully from her ACL tear. And so she right now is signed up to be the manager of the volleyball team until
Very cool.
The 29th. She has her next evaluation, whether she can start doing a little jumping on. And I think she's going to, they started practice yesterday, and she's bumping and setting a little bit, but no jumping. So they've got good numbers. I hear they've got a lot of freshmen out, and so volleyball will be starting here real soon, early September. And for Spencer, we've got a fall baseball team comprised of 8 boys that played VFW this year, 9 boys that played VFW this year in Albert Lea, and 2 boys from Otana. So we're looking forward to playing in the Gopher State Fall Baseball League, and we're kind of hoping that we get to host a game this year. That's one thing that if you didn't have a field to offer to host on, you had to pay an extra $100. So,
oh wow!
I talked to Jay Anderson, and he said, "Absolutely, just let me know when you guys want to play. It would be a Sunday doubleheader, probably at 2 and 4. And if that happens, I'll certainly let you know so we can promote the daylights out of it. We'd love to have a big crowd. So, it's 17 to 19 year olds. So the kids are basically juniors and seniors, I'm guessing, that will be playing upcoming school year, and we're looking forward to it.
So my question is, are your kids ready to go back to school, and are you and Nancy ready for them to go back to school?
I'm more than ready for my kids to go back to school. They'll be able to get up finally in the morning. And I know, I think for my daughter, just getting back with her friends, and Spencer just started working for a fellow doing some landscaping and tree work, so he put in a full day today, which is good, but he has to go back tomorrow, but he may be doing some work after school on weekends too. So it's it's a busy time. Nancy, my wife, teaches in Austin, and she goes back for one day on Thursday, and then next week I think they go back to more of a week of work. So yeah, it's school year is ready to start.
Tom Jones, on your Tom Jones Tuesday here on KAIT Radio. And Jonesy, the NBA schedule comes out tomorrow, and they've started to leak a few games, and they've made sure the Timberwolves had a couple of marquee matchups right off the bat. It looks like October 16th is a Wednesday, which the date kind of bums me out because that's NBA football on that Wednesday night.
Oh,
so
sure.
We'll get a chance to watch the game, but the Timberwolves are going to open up their season at home, according to reports, against Oklahoma City and Chet Holmgren, which I think is kind of cool. That's a good opening night. And then 2 nights later, on that Friday, they're going to welcome the Utah Jazz to Target Center, which means Pat Bev and, you know, Rudy Gobert will play against his former teammates. So the NBA is being pretty nice to the Minnesota Timberwolves, giving them a couple of really good home games to build on the excitement to kick off the season.
Obviously, the marketing gurus in New York sitting around that big table figured that would be a good way for some ticket sales for the opening. And I think that would be great to have Holmgren play the first game, obviously, in his pro career against his old team that he loved so much, I'm sure, in the Timberwolves.
Yeah, absolutely. And Holmgren against Rudy Gobert. That should be fun for opening night.
I'll take my money on Gobert. Yeah. You've heard me talk about Holmgren needs to put a lot of weight on to be able to push around the big boy. So we'll see what happens there.
Now, Jonesy, are you someone, and maybe we talked about this before, when the team was in Mankato for training camp, you went then, but you haven't been up to Egan since they went that direction.
No, I sure haven't. In fact, the only time I've ever been by there was on our way to Woodbury for baseball games with my son the last couple of years. It looks to be quite a facility up there. I'd really like to tour the museum, I guess, more than anything. But, yeah, I just miss those days of going to Mankato. And we were up there on Sunday for a prospect pitching camp for Spencer. And I pointed out where my dormitory was. And we were talking to a friend of ours from Wells who had a son there, too. And we were reminiscing about chasing guys for autographs between the old Gage dorm and over to the field house. And every now and then you got a Fran Tarkington or a Chuck Foreman or whatever. And it was just a great deal. All the little kids in Southern Minnesota were there every day. And I miss those days, obviously. And I think a lot of the fans miss that. They do have autograph sessions at the new facility, but it's nothing like it was before.
Absolutely. Now, Jonesy, the Twins, they picked up a win last night against Kansas City, and maybe last time we talked, the Twins might have still been in first place or tied for first. I think they were. Now they're sitting in the same spot as my White Sox, two games back. Are you nervous as a Twins fan? Are you worried that two games back could lead to even farther back? What are your thoughts as a big-time Minnesota Twins fan?
Well, I think we have to take care of business with the Central Division, and I know we've got a ton of games with the Central Division coming up in the next 6 weeks, and that's where things have to happen. But my biggest concern, and it's been all year, we talked about this, is I just don't think we have the pitching staff to be able to knock off a six-game winning streak, or say 8 out of 10 or 9 out of 11, something like that. It's just been too inconsistent, and you read that social media, which I know you probably do too, and how people just complain and complain and complain. You take out a starting pitcher who's pitched, what, 5 innings and thrown 65 pitches.
Yeah.
And then you go 5 innings, 1 inning a guy for your bullpen, and then the next day you really don't have your bullpen boys ready as probably they should be, especially with Duran and then the new one that's coming in that came from Baltimore.
Lopez.
So I don't – but I picked up the Sunday Star Trib, every box score. One guy had gone 6 innings, everybody else was 4 or 5. So obviously there's an analytic thing there, but I think some people would know what they'd like to do with the analytics and just go out there and, you know, like Paul Molitor doing. Molitor was such a great, brilliant mind of baseball, and I miss the days of him managing. And the same with Ron Gardenhire and Tom Kelly. I mean, it was, and Terry Ryan is a GM. Those guys just knew their baseball. They knew their players. They knew a lot of things, and they didn't rely on that analytics nearly as much as it is today.
And that's one thing I like about Tony La Russa, the manager of the White Sox, even though the White Sox have definitely underachieved so far this year. Last night, Johnny Cueto, who's a veteran, he pitched 8 innings because he was pitching well. I mean, he just let him out there. The pitch count was good. And I like to see that because too many teams complain about their bullpen, that they don't have enough arms in the bullpen. And we've seen between the White Sox and the Twins and many teams around Major League Baseball that the bullpen has blown some pretty good starts by their starters. And like you mentioned, I think the new way of interpreting stats, I think, is overthinking it because it's still a human game. There's a human element. You got to know your guy that's out there and have to have confidence in that guy as well.
No doubt. And, you know, Aaron, and I know you're, again, a huge White Sox fan. And as much as I'm a Twins fan, you look at the two managers that we're going up against right now in the top three in the Central is Francona and your boy from Chicago there.
Yeah.
And boy, I'll tell you what, when I've watched those guys manage, they're good at what they do. And I just think it comes head to head, we're going to get out-managed in a lot of these games.
Tom Jones on a Tom Jones Tuesday here on Kate Radio coming up on 2:15. When you've been driving around town, have you seen the fields full of kids practicing? I mean, I'm excited. It's so cool that it's already day number two of practices for all the fall sports. I mean, this is where my juices really start to get flowing and get excited for the prep season.
Yeah, I have not been out by the high school at all. My wife went to pick up my daughter yesterday from volleyball. But I know, talking to assistant coach Steve Piper, that sounds like they have 55 boys out as of last weekend anyway, for football from 9th through 12th grade. A lot of younger ones, not quite as many older ones. But I know with volleyball, too, we had a text message on Monday night from Jamie Cameron that was sent out on Remind that a lot of kids hadn't signed up yet. So then the next day there was a lot of kids there. So obviously a lot of people were just waiting to the last minute, and it's just come up on everybody so fast.
And I'm assuming, and I've said this on the air, and I'm assuming I'm correct, that I think student athletes, if they haven't signed up or still want to join a team, even though practice started on Monday, I'm assuming that they're still able to do that, right?
Oh, absolutely they are. I don't know when the deadline is for it, but yeah, because there's people, I mean, we're 16th of August today. There's people on vacation this week when we're starting. This is the earliest we've ever started school. And I think people are gone, and they might be showing at the Old Town Fair this week or whatever, but they're not getting signed up quite yet. And so I look from those football numbers to be up, and who knows what they are. I guess I should find that. Should have found that up before we came on the air, but looking forward to the fall season. And once that fall season gets going, we're kind of strapped in for football and other sports. And then next thing you know, will be basketball.
Absolutely. Jonesy, anything you want to add before we let you go today?
Well, I was just going to, we talked about this last week, and I want to put a shout out for Harrison Cates and the volleyball or boys basketball. They did that bike ride, the 10, 30 or 50 mile ride last Saturday. And I think Harrison got about 10 of the boys out to the Brookside Boathouse where we handed out snacks and water to people that were riding on the 10 mile route. And Harrison was there and had a boombox, and we were enjoying some music and some football in between the bike riders come by. So hats off to the volunteers for boys basketball, and not only the volunteers there, but the volunteers for all of our sports that make it happen.
Get out there and support your local school. If it's Albert Lee or one of the surrounding schools in our listening area, they need your support. Get out there and you know, pick up a schedule, big9.org, and if you do a search for the other area schools in our listening area, you can find full schedules right there on their websites. And it's just always important, even if you don't know anybody on the team, if you have a chance to go out and cheer on these kids, which I always give them so much credit because they're up early, they're, you know, they're at school, they're studying, they're playing sports. Some are still even working after practices are done. I mean, they are putting in full days and then some. So if you're able to get out to a sporting event and cheer on, if it's Albert Lee athletes, Alden Conger, Glenville Emmons, and so on, I mean, please get out there and do that.
Yep, and one other thing, too, I didn't mention, and I don't know, I had it on my list to talk about. I think it's a week from Saturday is the Tiger football card, is that
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah. Today's the football card, or the Tiger card, is going to go on sale this Saturday, and then a week from Saturday is the Jamboree. We do have a Paul Dunn coming up in about 12 minutes to give us all the details on that.
What a great deal. I mean, that thing's been $10 for 20 years, I'll bet, and you use it one time in many, many places. It's paid for itself, and I know, I think, if you ask Paul, different locations are going to have, if people don't have a boy, show up on their doorstep to sell one. So they'll be available in a lot of places. And that's the big, and really the only fundraiser for the boys football team that I'm aware of. And so we want to get those kids good uniforms, good helmets, good whatever, from supporting that Tiger card. I know we always buy a couple.
Tom Jones always joins us each Tuesday, and it'll be football season with myself and Jonesy. Before you know it, 2 weeks from Friday, we're going to be out at the August for a Faribault, the Falcons for the opener. Jonesy, like always, thank you so much for the time. Enjoy this beautiful day here in Albert Lee, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks, Aaron. I appreciated the time being on the radio.